Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Today is Memorial Day, and we give thanks and we remember those men and women who throughout the years gave their lives and their time to sacrifice for our freedom. We live in an amazing country. We have great freedom, but it really doesn't necessarily mean it'll always last. That is up to you and me and how we exercise our rights and obligations as citizens. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, there have been so many different ideologies that were behind different regimes, many of which have failed, like, for example, Marxism. In the month of May, the birthday of Karl Marx also is celebrated by some with regards to his radical ideology of communism. In Marx's book, The Communist Manifesto, that is a diametrically opposing viewpoint to our worldview that ultimately gave birth to the greatest nation on the planet, the United States of America. Two completely different manifestos between the Communist Manifesto and, for example, our Declaration of Independence and the Christian and Judeo-Christian values that ultimately founded America. It's because of those values that our men and women ultimately gave their lives to sacrifice for our freedom. So today we honor them and we remember those who have gone before us and all the men and women that are serving in the armed services. But you know, it is up to us to ultimately carry on that legacy of liberty.
Yeah, and the irony is we have so many people now on the left who really kind of shamefully trample over the memories of our fallen soldiers who, so many of them who have fought against ideologies like those of Marxism, which is, stems from that socialism, communism, and so forth. And we have so many people now here, sadly, on the left here in the United States that have embraced the very tyrannical and oppressive philosophies that so many of our fallen soldiers fought and died to fight against in order to, as you point out, Matt, in order to ensure our Judeo-Christian rooted freedoms here in the United States.
You know, I always say, go over and spend a couple weeks in a third world country and see if you don't come running back and appreciate the ground on which we stand and the freedom that we have as Christian Americans.
Yeah, so this month we celebrate Memorial Day, and also on May the 5th, the Workers' World Party celebrated the birthday of Karl Marx all around the different parts, even of America and the world. Marx, of course, was the father of socialism and communism. And you would think that over time, history has shown it doesn't work and it's repressive to people and it ultimately crushes their freedom. But there's still a place, even in the United States, where Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto ideology begins thriving again, and that's on some of our American college campuses. According to an article in WorldNet Daily, there is information and research about how Karl Marx's ideology is becoming very popular, and in fact, the article says, enjoys unbridled popularity on many of our college campuses. We need to make sure that we continue to instill into our generations behind us this idea of what makes America unique and what makes it different. You know, when I was in school, Matt, I remember that we had a mandatory course and it was Americanism versus communism. We knew the difference between the two ideologies. Of course, that was during the heyday of the Soviet Union, the USSR. But we learned the difference between what they called Americanism versus communism. Today, many people, particularly in the younger generation, don't know what communism is all about, and sometimes they embrace it not knowing what it actually means.
Yeah, and the communist ideology, interestingly, if you go through the tenets of communism, Karl Marx, for instance, very famously, his full quote, his anti-Christian quote, his anti-religion quote that communism is built on, which quashes religious freedom and freedom of speech and all freedoms, all individual liberties for the good of the collective. He said, religion is the heart of a heartless world and the soul of soulless conditions. It is the opium of the people. It's often misquoted as him saying that, you know, religion is the opiate of the masses, but that's the full quote. Karl Marx and the communist ideology loathes Christianity because it sets up God as the measure of all things instead of government and man as the measure of all things.
You know, Holly, Anita and I went to the Soviet Union in September of 1990, the year before it collapsed in 1991. We were there to look at and to participate with other attorneys, both from America and the USSR, about developing a new constitution. It was very clear it wasn't going to work, that they were already in a state of serious decline. But when we landed in Moscow, we were not able to select our hotel. You had to go to a place at the airport, and they would randomly assign you where you're going to be. So you could not tell your relatives or family what hotel you were going to be in. There was, in these stores, you normally go into grocery stores, and you'll see lines of food on the shelves. These shelves were empty with just a few pieces of loaf of bread there. Such a stark contrast between the freedom that we have and what we enjoy in the United States versus communism. The people were nice. They loved Americans. And you began to realize it's a problem with the ideologies and the governmental regimes, not with the people themselves. But this is what this ideology imposes on those individuals. We are blessed in this country to be able to go to grocery stores,
right. Lots
of different options for shopping, whatever it might be. That doesn't just come about out of happenstance. It ultimately is grounded in the idea that God created us, and he ultimately provides us freedom and the idea of ownership of property, that you can actually create something and you can invest yourself into that creation, and the government's not going to take it away from you or oppress you.
Right. I remember seeing pictures of people in the Soviet Union stand lines of them standing in line for a loaf of bread or something, a basic necessity like that. And so it doesn't make sense to me. And it's tragic because communism is so much about control over people. Why are young people would be gravitating toward that?
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Matt, we are the ones that have the responsibility to carry on that legacy of freedom. Certainly, there are men and women that are out there on the front lines right now, giving even the ultimate sacrifice. But every time that we have a ballot box open, we have the opportunity to vote. That opportunity of which direction the country is going really lies in our hands. So
it's a responsibility. We need
to be responsible. We need to look at what the candidates are. And we need to encourage pastors and churches to get involved. We have on our website at lc.org information about what pastors and churches can do. We also have the Silence is Not an Option DVD that we want to give to thousands of pastors and churches, especially as we move forward in this midterm election. It's a very critical midterm election. And really the future of whether we're going to protect the sanctity of human life, the sanctity of marriage, who's going to be serving on the United States Supreme Court? We have a president who's willing to nominate good jurists. We need a Senate who's willing to confirm them.
Amen.
That doesn't just happen overnight. It depends, Matt, that they vote their values, and we have information on how you can do that and what pastors and churches can do.
Yeah, it really does boil down to two competing philosophies, and many on the left embrace this Marxist philosophy we're talking about, which is anathema to the American way of life. It is un-American.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and you can order the Silence is Not an Option DVD. I encourage you to order several of these and give it to your pastor or pastors in your church or churches that you know would benefit from this. We also have the Patriot's Handbook on Political Activity, What Pastors and Churches Can Do. This pocket-sized handbook literally goes through not only what pastors and churches can do, but why they should ultimately speak to these values. Literally, you hold life and death in your hand, and you make that decision at the ballot box. That's a responsibility It's an awesome opportunity. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel in our ministry and all of our team, and support Liberty Counsel financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.